Thanks for joining us this afternoon. As usual, I have Dr. Hinshaw here, who will be providing an update on the COVID situation in the province, after which we'll turn it over for questions. As well, joining us today, we have Paul Winnick. He is the Deputy Minister of Municipal Affairs, and Andre Cobalt, Deputy Minister of Education. They're here to assist. If you have any technical questions, we can take it offline after the question and answer. With that, I would like to turn it over to Dr. Dina Hinshaw.
Great. Thank you, Blair. Good afternoon. Thank you all for coming. As you all know, my name is Dr. Dina Hinshaw, Chief Medical Officer of Health for Alberta. Today, I'm here to give an update on COVID-19 and announce that 10 new cases have been confirmed, bringing the total number of cases in the province to 39. 6 of the new cases are in the Calgary zone and 4 are in Edmonton zone. 2 of the new cases, one in Edmonton and one in Calgary, have been admitted into intensive care. All of the others are self-isolating at home and expected to make a full recovery. 8 of these cases have been confirmed to be related to international travel or previous confirmed cases. Travel histories include a dental conference in Vancouver, Las Vegas, Switzerland, Germany, Spain, and Pakistan. Investigations are ongoing on the remaining 2 cases. I know many Albertans may be alarmed at the increasing number of cases in Alberta. As I've said before, we need to get used to a new normal. The reality is that we can expect cases of COVID-19 to continue in Alberta and around Canada for months. We have taken aggressive measures to limit the acceleration of spread, but we will not be able to completely stop it. I want to emphasize that we cannot be complacent. We must be vigilant. And we must look out for each other by practicing good hygiene and employing other preventive measures, such as social distancing, where appropriate. The most important thing that I want Albertans to do is to stay home when feeling sick. Even if you have not traveled, if you have symptoms of cough or even mild cold-like symptoms, you need to stay home and away from others. This is critically important. Although most of those cases would not be COVID-19, we want to make sure that we're all practicing the new normal, which is not being out in public when sick. We are continuing to closely monitor the situation in Alberta and the rest of Canada, and we will take additional steps as necessary. When it comes to protecting the health of Albertans, we will continue to consider all options. If we are to be successful in preventing the spread, we will also need your help. First, I want to emphasize the importance of following all public health guidance for travel. Travel outside Canada is not recommended at this time. We also ask that any travelers returning from outside of Canada after March 12th self-isolate for 14 days after their arrival in Canada. Monitor for symptoms, and should they occur, please complete the online self-assessment tool at the Alberta Health Services website. I would like to return to my comments yesterday about schools and the decision to keep schools open at this time. I understand that parents are concerned about their children going to school, and they, along with teachers, school administrators, and boards, have questions and concerns. I cannot emphasize enough the time and discussion that continues about this decision. If we do make the decision to close schools, it will be considering long-term closure. This pandemic will not end in a matter of weeks, and there won't be a clear opportunity to reopen schools, likely not until September at the earliest. I appreciate that each province is considering its own approach to school closures, and this varies considerably at this time. A few provinces have determined to close schools. However, we have also seen other jurisdictions, such as Singapore, be successful in preventing the spread of COVID-19 without having to close schools. I am carefully monitoring Alberta's situation on a minute-by-minute basis. I am prepared to consider all options, including directing the closure of an individual school, a group of schools, a school division, or all in the province if the situation warrants it. In the meantime, we will continue to work with schools, who remain a critical frontline partner in helping limit the spread of COVID-19 and other viruses, in educating our children on the importance of good hygiene practices. Earlier today, I had a productive meeting with representatives from Alberta's school boards, school authorities, and education stakeholders to explore ways we can equip them to adjust operations in response to COVID-19. We have shared a new guideline to help schools and child care centers prevent the spread of COVID-19. This guideline is also available online. I have already taken feedback from my meeting this morning, and Alberta Health is revising the guideline to address what we heard. We will continue to assess the situation and work with schools to determine if any additional steps are needed, depending on the situation in the province. One change we are making to announcing exposure locations starting today is that we will be posting the flight information for any flight or portion of a flight where passengers may have been exposed to COVID-19. We are focusing our public health follow-up on local confirmed cases and contacts and will not be directly contacting Albertans who are on these flights. We are asking for Albertans to help us by checking this information. Online flight information includes the flight number, date, and any seats that might be at risk of exposure to COVID-19. At-risk passengers are encouraged to self-isolate and monitor for symptoms for 14 days after arrival in Canada. Other passengers are not required to self-isolate, but should monitor for symptoms as a precaution. Given the rapid spread of COVID-19, we are seeing more and more flights with passengers confirmed to have the virus. If you have recently returned to Alberta by air, I strongly encourage you to visit the Alberta government website and self-isolate if you are found to be at risk of exposure based on the information online. Before I conclude, I would like to mention a change in our daily reporting. Given the number of cases daily, we will be reporting more aggregated data online going forward. We will continue to notify you if there are exceptional circumstances, such as a case involving a high-risk individual. However, this change to aggregate reporting will help our surveillance and testing teams to focus their effort where it matters most. Finally, I would like to thank Albertans for their uptake of the self-assessment tool we announced yesterday. In the span of 24 hours, we have seen well over 300,000 Albertans complete self-assessments. By using the self-assessment tool, you have helped to ease the pressure on HealthLink 811 phone lines. Thank you to everyone for doing their part, big or small, to help us keep Albertans safe and healthy. The health of Albertans is and always will be our top priority. Thank you.